Hi, this is Mike Clark with Showbiz Radio, and I am backstage with Elaine Topotis. She's the choreographer of Springfield Community Theater's You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Thanks for talking with me, Elaine.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I guess the easy question is, what does a choreographer do?
The choreographer is, in my opinion, his or her job is to, what I call, embody the director's vision for the show. And literally to put what he sees in the show into the, and give it form in terms of movement.
Is it more than just the blocking, which is all I'm familiar with since I'm most familiar with plays?
What it takes, in addition to things like blocking, it takes the expansion of gestural movement, which you will use in your acting, and then putting it in time with the music, allowing actors to be able to perform and do movement and still sing. You know, hopefully the choreography is, you know, will allow to be choreographed with the breath and the breathing, so your singers, you know, look much more and feel much more natural in the movement that they're doing.
How do you learn to choreograph? Do you have to be a dancer first, or is it just, since it's broader than just dance, how do you learn that skill?
Many choreographers are dancers first. I've danced my entire life. I started dancing when I was 7. I was one of the lucky ones, however, because I started with creative dance and eurhythmics. From there, I went, my training became modern dance rather than ballet. And modern dance is a much more natural movement vocabulary. It's very much related to gravity and the use of gravity. It's much more accessible to people who don't have extensive dance training.
What do you mean by vocabulary or dance vocabulary?
Well, when you take a ballet class, there are a whole bunch of steps that you learned, and they all have French names because it comes out of the early French court dances. It's a vocabulary just like words are that you can put together to make movement sentences. The vocabulary that you use, the kinds of words, the kinds of movements you use from modern dance, you know, much more akin to what we do in everyday movement, and then they're stylized. So Don asked for a soft shoe number. I may not, you know, do certain steps. What I'm trying to get the actor to do is to move in the style of a soft shoe.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. You kind of have to figure out what the director wants, and then you have to figure out what the performer knows how to do or is able to learn to do, and you have to merge those
together.
That's my
work style.
Okay.
Not all choreographers do that, but that's what I give to a director, I think, is the flexibility to really get choreography that fits with what the director wants and what his actors can give him.
So did Don give real specific things, like I want soft shoe and then I want tap or anything, or did he just say I want
kids?
Yes,
he did give specifics.
Okay.
And there's a march number that has to be marched. He wanted a soft shoe number, and we, you know, to the extent that the actor can deliver, we've put it in. Some of it is much more open to interpretation, like Beethoven Day. I mean, that too has a requisite style of movement, but I had more freedom there, whereas a New Philosophy, it was very much a Charleston style of movement.
Right.
And even if it's not particularly a Charleston that the soloist is performing, she's very much in that style because of the music and because of the movement.
Is it hard teaching people who don't have dance skills how to do these basic Are these considered basic steps, or are these kind of advanced, or what are these?
I would say it's more basic. I don't do advanced choreography because most people in community theater don't have the mastery of the basic skills of dance, of alignment, of, you know, of knowing how to do some basic steps. So you're working with untutored people, so the easiest way to get them to look like they're dancing is to take their movement and show them how to make it into a dance movement. And I have sort of a reputation in community theater as being a choreographer for non-dancers. I've taught ages 3 to adult. So since I moved here to Virginia in the last 10 years, I stopped teaching. But mm-hmm. in my home state of Connecticut, I taught creative dance for many years and modern dance. So that's my background. Yeah. And it just, the directors I've worked with have liked the fact that I can tune into what they want and go from wherever the actors are instead of trying to straitjacket them into, you know, all these dance steps that they just don't have under their belts.
Do you have to have a trust relationship with the performer?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you build that? I mean, I saw the first bunch of rehearsals where you just kind of sat there and absorbed, it seemed to be, from the performer.
Very much. I prefer to see how they're developing their character, how they create the movement of the character, because every time an actor creates a character, there's a whole style of movement that they begin to build.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to take it from there. And I think when I do warm-ups, you know, they begin to see, oh, gee, I can do this stuff. So that when it comes to creating the choreography for their particular dances, they already know, gee, I can do this much. Whatever else Elaine gives me, I can probably do too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how I build. I try to listen to the actors, listen to the director, and then find my way into getting them to learn the choreography. Once I've taught it, then you may have noticed this in rehearsals, but several of the characters have, you know, substituted movements of their own
mm-hmm.
because that was easier. And what they have done, in my opinion, is taken possession of the choreography. For me,
yeah.
That's what I like most.
Have any of the parts been really challenging to figure out how to make a dance integrated with the music?
Yes. The one that's been the greatest challenge for me has been Linus.
Mm-hmm.
The musical styles and the parts where he's really not singing are not easy rhythmically.
Hmm.
And stylistically, they do seem to cry out for, you know, a very distinct style movement.
Mm-hmm.
The actor isn't terribly comfortable with that, so then my job becomes finding a way of getting him to be able to move in a way that makes sense with the movement and to the extent that he's comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's one of the mm-hmm. tougher songs in the show. I
mm-hmm.
mean, if you listen to it, there's not a, you know, you can't count it easily, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3,
right.
4,
mm-hmm.
because it's very syncopated. So I ended up counting it in the way that you hear it.
You mentioned a few minutes ago that you were going to Switzerland.
I am. My son is the athletic director at the American School in Switzerland, and he had mentioned to the drama teacher that his mother does choreography, and she asked if I would be available to choreograph Oklahoma, and I
oh,
did
wow.
that last spring, and
uh-huh.
this spring I'm choreographing Kiss Me, Kate.
Oh, wow. Very exciting.
It is. It's fun.
Yeah. What age performers out there?
These are high school students.
Oh, okay. Is it easier to have the students all, if they're roughly the same age, versus Charlie Brown, where there's such a wide range?
Yeah, I want to say yes and no.
Okay.
Because, you know, one of the 12-year-olds has a good amount of dance training. So in some ways, she's just as easy to work with, if not easier, than the adults. My observation is that teenagers, however, tend to do what they think they see
mm-hmm.
instead of what you're actually doing,
right.
whereas an adult pays much more attention to the details and to exactly what you're doing. I think that's, you know, the biggest difference is, you know, just where they are temperamentally.
Yeah, I would think if I were being asked to do some of the dance stuff, I would feel very self-conscious,
mm-hmm.
which I don't feel that way when I do acting, but the possession of my body would make me feel odd, I think. Is that a common problem?
It is, and one of the things that I try to do with the actor is I have a master's degree in movement and dance from Wesleyan University in Connecticut, and I did a lot of acting studies as well as movement studies, and one of the techniques that I've learned that come from Stanislavski and Gutowski and Chekhov is really building character through the body. It's a bit of a science, you know, developed by these men. I'm not doing anything new, but trying to transfer to actors who aren't comfortable a way to be comfortable in their bodies and seeing that even when they don't know they're doing it, they really are acting with your bodies. You don't convince me that you're angry unless there's the requisite tension in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I just bring it up to much more of a conscious level. And then you say, oh, gee, I'm already doing it. Then I can do this much more.
That's fascinating.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, it's been a wonderful experience. I do want to say that this is my first time with Springfield Theater, but I have worked with Don Neal before, and he's the reason. I just respect the man, and I enjoyed working with him, and so I was delighted to be available to choreograph this show.
Well, it's all coming together this week.
It has to, doesn't it?
Sure does. No pressure like a deadline.
Right.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking with me. It's been interesting.
Okay, thank you, Mike, and we'll see you soon.